What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm also not sure about the confidence in Mike Vrabel. Keith, is Mike Vrabel a top 10 coach? Let me just ask that as a blanket statement. Do you feel like he's a top 10 coach in the NFL?
Without doing the actual breakdown 1 through 32, I would say no.
Okay. I don't think so either.
I don't think it's far from there. Like, that to play the semantic game. I bet if I did the exercise, he's probably 12. So, like, somewhere in there, 13.
Here's the reason I asked. Part of it was sparked by what Schrager said, yeah, coming back. And part of it was, I saw this making the rounds on social media yesterday. It's just a random coaching draft they did. I like a good draft. Greg Rosenthal, NFL.com. So here's their top 10. You tell me if you think Vrabel's better than some of these names, okay?
Yep.
Andy Reid.
I think he's better.
Sean McVay.
Better.
Dan Campbell.
Better. But there's something up there.
You got to give Campbell the edge today.
Yeah.
But this year, by the end of the year, we might look at it and go, yeah, Campbell wasn't really that great. It was all Ben Johnson.
Right now, if you could swap the coaches, would you? Would in this particular situation, and I know that's a different question, but I don't know if I would swap him, but for the sake of this exercise, I'll say he's better.
He's had
a lot of success.
I think I would swap him, but we might talk about this very differently after this year. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, I love him.
Shanahan.
Yes.
Better. Shanahan's got issues, but he's a better coach.
He's got a ceiling, it seems like, but yeah, he's better.
John Harbaugh.
Yes, better.
Sean Payton.
No. I don't like Sean Payton.
You'll take Vrabel over Payton.
Yeah. I don't like Sean Payton.
Payton just went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback drafted after Drake May.
Okay.
Well,
you got Bo Nix.
Okay.
Kidding me? I love Bo Nix.
I don't love Bo Nix. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think he wins a lot of games.
DeMeco Ryans.
So begrudgingly. Yeah, he is. I mean, they had a little step back, but they're still in the playoffs. So
Tomlin, that's the top 10.
Tomlin.
Tomlin or Vrabel?
Tomlin.
Okay, so you don't like Peyton. You have questions about Campbell, so he's 8 or 9 already.
Yeah.
Let's get further into it. Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah, Jim Harbaugh, definitely.
Okay, Sean McDermott.
No.
I don't love McDermott. Don't you have to give McDermott over Vrabel?
No.
Just because he has Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll.
Maybe at one point. I'd rather have Vrabel now than Pete.
Here are the other names before Vrabel. Tell me if you like any of them. Dan Quinn, Nick Sirianni, Kevin Stefanski, Mike McDaniel.
So Dan Quinn, we talked about this last year in the playoffs. I remember I was shocked that Washington hired Dan Quinn over Bill Belichick. And then when you look back on it, you're like, well, Dan Quinn's done pretty well. I think he's better.
If you want to crow about Mike Vrabel going to one AFC title game, Quinn's been to an NFC title game and a Super Bowl with different teams.
Yeah, I think you have to say Dan Quinn. You wouldn't normally think that, but if you really dig into it, I would say Dan Quinn. I thought Stefanski was a good coach. It's hard to properly figure out Stefanski
He's a two-time coach of the year. Yeah. I would take Vrabel over Stefanski.
I would too. Yeah. I would too. But I think people would just dismiss him.
Sirianni.
So another one where I would probably say I'd rather have Vrabel than Sirianni, but the guy just won a Super Bowl.
Right, and the same thing you said about Dan Campbell. If you swapped him, would you?
So, like, Campbell, Sirianni, McDermott. Are they great coaches?
Sirianni won a Super Bowl by getting out of the way.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, A.J. Brown almost shoved him in a locker.
I don't really respect Sirianni.
I would take Vrabel over all those guys.
Yeah, I don't really respect Sirianni, but I feel like when you look at the two of them, you kind of have to give the edge to Sirianni.
Yeah.
I think I would take Vrabel over McDaniel. The whole McDaniel experience early on was kind of fun.
2 years ago, I would have taken McDaniel.
Yeah.
But now, I think, because the offense looked as bad as it did, I'm, like, losing a little bit of faith in McDaniel. I'd take Vrabel over him.
So we just went through all the different names.
What about Ben Johnson?
You didn't
mention him.
This list didn't have any rookie head coaches on there. Would you take Ben Johnson over
him? Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have Ben Johnson.
I would have rather have hired Ben Johnson over him as well. Good point.
But we don't know. I guess we don't know if he's better. There's no track record there. But
so,
that's why I think he, like, 12 is fair. Like, he's in the top half. He's clearly in the top half of the league.
Yeah, I would say he's outside the top 10, but he's in the top 15.
Yep.
But when you're talking about bringing along Drake May and there's no better situation and it's perfect for him, let's just not go too far with that.
Well, that's no, because I specifically think just for Drake May, Kevin O'Connell, even Mike McDaniel maybe, but like all those offensive genius guys.
I mean, you hate
Ben
Peyton.
Johnson.
You hate Peyton, but Peyton.
Just for Drake May.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for the team, I'd rather have Vrabel, but for specifically Drake May, I think Sean Payton would probably get a better season out of him. So I think it is overstated to say there's no better situation. It's a good situation, and it's light years better than it was a year ago.
Way better than
but
a year ago.
You don't have to go to the next step to be like, no, nowhere else in football you'd rather be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.